Let's say you need 2 cups of flour or something. I don't even know if that's realistic. Maybe you typically need 5 cups of flour. I don't know. But anyway, and you know, you sift it, right, to get everything out of it. And whenever you sift the flour, it creates a lot of air in it, right? And so when you put it in a measuring cup, you have to, what do you have to do? You have to press it down, right? Because that's not a true measurement of how much flour that you have. And so isn't it interesting that Jesus used that same idea? Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the what? The measure. Come on, let's say it together. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. Sometimes Jesus, well, all the time Jesus just amazes me. And sometimes I understand it, so it amazes me even more. Again, attitude check. Are you giving only because we know God will bless us? No. We're giving, well, let's see. We're giving to bless others with the wealth that God has blessed us with. We're giving to bless others with the wealth that God has blessed us with. Your attitude, again, can stain your gift. Give cheerfully out of love in your heart, and God will bless you abundantly. Now, several of you ask about the word stewardship. Stewardship. In many cases, the church today, the term stewardship has come to mean what? Yeah, like pledge drives, right? We hear about stewardship at the time of year the church is trying to raise money for the next year's spending plan, right? Isn't that when we hear about it a lot? At least it has been in my experience. Well, stewardship literally is the idea of your entire life. Your entire life. How are you a steward of what God has given you? Your absolute entire life. That's what stewardship deals with. It is our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service. That may sound familiar to you, to some. The other way to look at it is our tithe, our time, our talents, and prayers. All those things are stewardship, not just giving to the church. So I want you from here on out, whenever you hear the word stewardship, don't automatically assume that it's going to be about money. Because quite honestly, it might be about your prayers. It might be about your time, right? It might be about those talents that God has given you that you haven't discovered yet. Amen? Well, I certainly hope this teaching series has been informative and helpful to you. I still think each of you need to buy Dave Ramsey's book and read it. There's a lot of great things in there that I skipped over. I pray that each of you grow to a place that you're out of debt, or if you're not in debt, that you never get into debt. And that way you can glorify God in every part of your life and give to God without feeling the pressure that you're not giving enough and that you can't do without what you have given. I pray that today you live like no one else so that tomorrow you can what? Live like no one else. Finally, I pray that you will come to know the freedom in every area of your life, the freedom that God wants you to experience, the freedom that God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to live in this world. And unfortunately, that life was killed by us humans. But God's power overcame, amen? God raised Him from the dead. So let us live our lives with the power behind us that was behind Jesus' resurrection. Can I get an amen on that? Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for all the wonderful wealth that you have given us, Lord. And we ask for your powerful anointing to be upon our lives so that as we use what you have given us, we will bless you in every area of our life. We ask, God, that you would anoint us fully so that we would glorify you, that we would bless those around you, Lord, that we would create healing and wholeness to everyone who we come in contact with. In Jesus' holy name, amen.